All right, looking at chapter 11, homework, the study questions on page 463. Let's go over number one. There we go, chapter 11, homework. List the 9 water-soluble vitamins. Give one main function for each. Ooh, long one.
Thiamine
function.
Decarboxylation,
yes. Next?
Riboflavin.
Riboflavin, what do we got?
Energy metabolism.
Yeah, energy metabolism, good, okay. What else?
Niacin.
Niacin, what do we got?
Good energy and anaerobic conditions.
Energy and good anaerobic conditions without oxygen. Next?
Biotin.
Biotin, good. What is biotin responsible for?
It's a coenzyme.
It is a coenzyme. Does it do anything specific? Did you write down? Yes, the gluconeogenesis. Gluconeogenesis, good. Okay. All right, yeah. Next, after biotin.
Pantothenic acid.
Yeah, pantothenic acid, good. Function?
I just put involved in many metabolic reactions.
Yeah, metabolic metabolism. Good. Next.
B6,
good. What is B6 responsible for?
Supports protein metabolism.
Protein metabolism, good. Cell synthesis, some other stuff.
Fatty acid stuff.
Yeah, fatty acids breakdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we have, what's that? Vitamin B6, folate, good. What else? Oh, yeah, what does folate do?
DNA
keeps you from getting rickets.
Sorry, say that one more time.
DNA synthesis,
good. Next, after folate?
B12.
Really quick, with folate, remember it also prevents neural tube defects in the growing fetus. Folate, that typically is a test question. Neural tube, like nervous system, neural tube defects, which is, the spina bifida? Yeah, the little bump on the, where the spinal cord grows outside of the spine. Yeah, that little bump on the back, y'all.
So folate's probably one of the more important.
It's one of, yeah, in pregnancy, when females are trying to get pregnant, it's important that they supplement with prenatal vitamins, and prenatal vitamins have folate.
What about in, I guess, ancestral times?
Oh, you get a ton of folate from green leafy vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah. But just in case, they make you supplement folate. What? What's that? Eggs. Folate you get a ton from, I believe, spinach, and tons of other green leafy vegetables too. Actually, if you look at the where you get folate in nature, you'll see. What does it say? We're finding some folate. Folate. Folate, you get from okra, spinach, collards, broccoli, yeah, just green leafy vegetables. All right, what's after folate?
B12,
what is B12 responsible for?
Folate metabolism.
Yeah, growth and maintenance, and maybe some energy metabolism stuff, good. Is that all, or no, what else?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. What is vitamin C responsible for?
Antioxidant.
It's an antioxidant, maybe immune system assistance. What else? Anything?
Collagen.
Yeah, collagen synthesis. What's up? Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Is that all? Does vitamin C have like a bunch of precursors too? Yeah. It's okay. And then you have like things like choline, yeah, but I think, were those the 9 though?
Yeah.
I think so, good. All right, number 2, which water-soluble vitamin can be made from an amino acid? Did we not do number 2?
Niacin.
Niacin, good, yeah, niacin. Very good. All righty. Good number two is niacin. Number three, name the diseases and or characteristic symptoms of deficiency of each water-soluble vitamin. Let's just skip that one. Unless you did it, took the time, and did it all.
Betty.
Did anybody take the time to do it all? Mm-hmm. All right, quickly, shoot it at us. Oh, yeah, sorry. I should have read that one before I made you guys do it.
Thiamine.
What's a deficiency it, disease?
Betty.
Riboflavin?
Riboflavinosis. Niacin. Pellagra.
Niacin is pellagra, good.
Biotin. Hair loss. Nausea. Loss of
appetite. Niacin, hair loss, nausea, good.
Pantothenic acid.
Pantothenic acid?
No, nothing I found.
Nothing, okay.
Vitamin B6, anemia.
Anemia.
B12, anemia.
Lots of anemia.
Vitamin C, scurvy.
Yeah, scurvy, good, cool. All right, very good. Number four, a lack of which three B vitamins can cause anemia? There you go.
B6,
B12, and
folate.
Good. Okay. Number five, list the water-soluble vitamins. List the water-soluble vitamins demonstrated to be toxic in large doses. Which ones?
Niacin,
okay.
B6.
B6 for sure.
Vitamin C,
yeah, as well. Very large doses, yeah. Good. Then, what are the signs that indicate toxic levels of each? Would probably be a disease associated with each, right?
Yeah.
Or an issue.
Symptoms,
good. All right, any questions on that? A few less study questions, but they were longer. No questions?